Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, BPM, Shir number 151. We're in a wonderful book called The Win-Win Marriage by Yecheskel Seltzer. In this chapter, chapter 5, which is a very long chapter, it talks about daily interactions, what your daily interaction should be with your wife. Kohelet says in Pasuk Tes, enjoy life with the wife you love. And we establish foundations that all our thoughts and our feelings and judgments about our wives and ourselves need to come from a place of positivity. And now we're going to discuss these interactions that we constantly have with our wives. Numerous interactions take place between couples each and every day, and all of them have the potential to bring out the best in us, or chas v'shalom, the other way around, the worst in us. So these daily interactions and what we're going to discuss about them is full of ideas and tools that can transform your marriage. So the first daily weapon in daily interactions is to banish the three negative things, which is criticizing and complaining and blaming. Sur meira va'asei toiv. Tillim, it says that you must banish out the negative things that destroy your marriage. You may be building blocks to build it up, but these three negative things of criticizing, of complaining, and of blaming could destroy your marriage, and you need to remove it out of your home. So here's an example. Someone says that we've been married for 20 years, and my wife's biggest weakness is that she overspends, and since the birth of our first child, she gives the children priority over our marriage. And if I would sketch what her priorities are, the top one is her children. The second one is her me time for herself, you know, getting a manicure, going to the gym, going to classes, shiurim, self-care. The third priority in her life is her parents and her siblings, her extended family. The fourth priority is her best friends. And her fifth priority at the bottom of the list here is her husband, me. So some people may feel that way. And here is an anecdote, basically, that he brings down that for 20 years I've been pointing out to her when she does something wrong. For example, when I come home from work and she's on the phone, she would end the conversation and at least greet me. Shouldn't she do that? Or when a credit card bill comes in, and I circle these outrageous purchases she made and leaving the bill at her place on the kitchen table. Instead of admitting she spent too much, she starts a fight. She has time to go out with her friends for lunch, but when I want to be with her at night, she's too tired. When I tell her that her priorities are messed up, she calls me self-centered. The thing is that no matter what I tell her she's wrong, and I point it out to her, she never admits it. It never helps. She just continues to do what she does. And yesterday I told her that she had time for everyone except me, and we started fighting. And she yelled, "All you do is complain and criticize me. No wonder I don't want to spend time with you." And I was shocked. And could it be that not only did my criticism have a zero effect on approving her, but it actually drove her away? And the truth is it does. Even if you feel that way, that you're low on your wife's priority list right now, but we still have to take a step back and recognize and admit that these three thugs, he calls them, the criticizing, the complaining, and blaming, and bringing that into your home, it'll wreak havoc on your home, on your wife, on your children, on yourself. So he starts out by zooming in on the criticizing part of it. Criticizing chips away at the bond between a husband and a wife. It feeds on the negativity of the one who is criticizing. It undermines the self-esteem of the one that's being criticized. Criticizing puts the criticizer in this olam hazaras. You are chipping away at yourself and you're destroying your wife's self-esteem. Now, studies show that the human brain is hardwired for negativity. There's a negativity bias. Some of this is a protective mechanism, which has its use. But we have to fight it when it's counterproductive. And in most cases, in many cases, it is counterproductive. We need to acknowledge to ourselves where we have it, that we have a tendency to notice the negative more than the positive. That's why, for example, a wife will remember the times that her husband forgot a birthday more than the times she'll remember that he actually gave her a gift or a card. Or this is why a husband will focus on his wife's one-time extravagant expenditure on a credit card bill, but it's filled with her necessary no-fun purchases of food and supplies for her family in a normal, healthy way. He'll forget about that. So notice that the negativity in our default starting point, what it is. A good marriage requires choosing to focus on the positive instead, to find the good in your wife. The half-empty glass will make a person feel thirsty, dissatisfied, unhappy. You have to look at it as half full. Husbands criticize when they see their wives doing something wrong, and they want to stop that behavior of whatever they feel their wife is doing wrong. But as Rabbi Wundeich Weinberg quoted Albert Einstein, that insanity is doing the same thing over again and thinking you'll have a different result. And intelligent people fall into this when they criticize and criticize, thinking that they'll improve their spouse by criticizing, and no one will improve. You know, a husband saying, like, for 30 years, I've been telling my wife that she wastes money on impulse buying. So he's been telling her this for 30 years. So you expect different results at each time? That's insanity. Criticism is worse than merely being ineffective on your wife. And it's not going to help her change for the better. It creates a toxic atmosphere in the home. No one likes being criticized. It distances, it estranges the criticized party, who will retreat emotionally, will often retreat physically. And very often the physical sexual intimacy gets diminished, falls apart, gets weakened. And we don't connect the dots that is directly connected to the criticism that we wreak havoc on our wives this way. Because if we chip away, we think it's not related to the physical intimacy, and it's directly related. You know, you move away criticism and you change to positivity, you'll see how much over time the physical and emotional relationship gets better. Criticism harms the criticizer, who gets caught up in the vicious cycle of focusing on the negative and finding endless reasons to be unhappy in the marriage, to be angry overall. It erodes the marriage bond. And those things drive away the Shechina from our home. These three negative things, three thugs as he calls them, the criticizing, complaining, and blaming, pushes the Shechina away from our home. The basic insight is that the Shechina rests on a Jewish home when there is Shalom Bayis there. And these three things drive away the Shechina. The criticism is also a violation of the Torah's prohibition of Einos Dvarim, which is the Isser of speaking words that hurt another person. We have a whole shiur, a whole series of shiurim called Power of Words. Everyone's recommended to listen to it. You could WhatsApp me, I could send you the shiurim. And you may recognize that you're criticizing your wife in order to help her. That's your rationalization. But the criticism never causes anyone to improve. You know, it won't. It won't, you know. And yes, you're going to say there's a mitzvah of teichacha. You know, that's better to rebuke someone than to hold a grudge in your heart. But there's parameters to this. Number one, it has to be done privately. And specifically, for example, you don't say you never do this or you always do that. And the person that's rebuked, here's the main key of it. The person that's rebuked has to feel that they're being helped rather than being criticized. And over 1,500 years ago, the Chazal said that no one knows these days how to rebuke properly. So the mitzvah of rebuke rarely applies. If it's said then, certainly b'zman hazeh. So here is the aside about the criticizing to diffuse your negative feelings, to change your habits with this. Step number one, is to become aware and admit to yourself of your negative feelings. Acknowledge you have them. Because repression is physically and psychologically harmful. You acknowledge you have those negative feelings. Number two, you take responsibility for your feelings. This is not self-bashing. This is the opposite. You have enough self-esteem to realize you are a good person You're aware of these negative tendencies, and now you're taking responsibility for your feelings to become a better person. Your feelings are the result of how you frame a situation. If you reframe the situation, if you frame it differently, more positively, you will feel differently. So blaming for your wife for your feelings may feel empowering to you, but it denies your power to choose a different, healthier, more connected outlook. So you make a decision, I'm going to look at my wife with a fresh pair of eyes, with a don l'kaf schus mentality, and with a goodwill, and with positivity. And you'll see how over time, by reducing the criticism, transforming it to compliments and encouragement, how much it could change the marriage for the better. So that's number two, step two, taking responsibility for your feelings. Step number three is to introspect, question your motive for expressing the negative feeling for your wife. Usually it's to try to change her behavior, which you have to realize in yourself that may change short term, but she'll revert back to her accustomed behavior, and she'll feel beaten up by your criticism and by your complaining. And it's a lose-lose game plan. Even if she complies at the moment because you criticized or you yelled or you screamed or you were negative, ultimately it will create that resentment. She'll revert back to the original behavior and she'll feel demoralized and distant from you. So you have to question your motivations. Step number four is, once you realize your motive is to change your wife, now realize this main yesod in life. The main yesod in life is, the only person you can change is yourself. But when you do change yourself for the better, you will change your marriage. So instead of turning the spotlight on your wife, turn it back to yourself and ask yourself, how can I change the situation by changing myself? So remember these four steps to diffuse your negative feelings and to avoid the criticism. Number one is to be aware and admit that you have those negative feelings. Number two is to take responsibility for those feelings and to reframe them. Number three is to question your motivation. And number four is to recognize the aside that you can only change yourself. And when you change yourself, you'll change your marriage. The only person you can change is yourself. And when you change yourself, you can change your marriage. It's one of the biggest yesodais in marriage and in life overall. Bracha v'atzlacha.